This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry reported Thursday the Russian military is regrouping to prevent the Ukrainian fighters from advancing towards the country's northeastern border. Speaking to reporters Thursday, ministry spokesman Alexander Motyzhanyk said Russian forces are gathering Ukraine's second-largest city in an effort to prevent Ukrainian forces from taking back captured territory.
Near Kharkiv, units of the Russian army are regrouping to prevent the continued progress of our forces towards Ukraine's national border. To this end, the invaders keep shelling our forces with artillery to destroy our personnel, weapons, and military equipment.
In the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen some of the worst destruction of the war, Motyzhanyk said Russian forces continue to focus their efforts on blocking Ukrainian units in the area of the Avastal steel plant. He said Russians continue to launch airstrikes and artillery shelling on the city. Meanwhile, a $40 billion aid package to Ukraine apparently hit a political snag in the U.S. Senate Thursday. In remarks from the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there are still issues to be worked out with Republicans before the legislation can pass, making it unlikely there'll be a vote on the measure before next week. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell immediately followed Schumer to the floor, saying he wants Republicans to reach an agreement so they can still pass the measure Thursday. Reports are the sticking points seem to be Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul pushing for oversight of the aid. In his daily address to the nation late Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the nation is eagerly awaiting the package. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired three short-range missiles towards the sea in the latest in a string of weapons demonstrations this year. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The missile launches come just hours after North Korea confirmed its first case of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Japan's defense minister, Nobuo Kishi, said the recent launches threatened the stability of the region and were impermissible. Unacceptable to launch missiles in quick succession. It also violates relevant Security Council resolution, and I strongly condemn it. The launch was the first fired since South Korea inaugurated its new conservative leader, President Yoon Suk-yeol. North Korea is known to rattle new governments in Seoul and Washington in a bid to boost its bargaining chips in future negotiations. I'm Karen Shamas.
The United States has joined the Vatican in expressing concern after Hong Kong police arrested a prominent Catholic cardinal and other pro-democracy activists on national security charges. The 90-year-old cardinal and former bishop of Hong Kong, Joseph Zen, was arrested Wednesday on charges of collusion with foreign forces. He's a fierce critic of the Beijing government. Zen was later released on bail. White House National Security Council Coordinator for the Indo-Pacific, Kurt Campbell, said in a statement, the U.S. is increasingly troubled by the Hong Kong government efforts to pressure and eliminate civil society and clamp down on those who speak out in the media, religious circles, and in academia. At the Vatican, spokesperson Matteo Bruni said in a statement, the Holy See has learned with concern of the news of the arrest of Cardinal Zen and is following the developments of the situation with extreme attention. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday appealed to world leaders to step up efforts to respond to the next phase in the global pandemic as the United States reaches a grim COVID-19 point without billions of dollars in emergency funding Biden had asked of Congress. Biden opened the meeting with a pre-recorded message to attendees of the second U.S.-led virtual COVID summit, co-hosted by Belize, Germany, Indonesia, and Senegal. Biden urged attendees to help provide additional funding for more vaccines, testing, and treatments. The president made the plea as the U.S. attended the gathering without a commitment from Congress for the $5 billion in global funding that he had requested. Repeating the hour's top news story, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry reported Thursday the Russian military is regrouping to prevent Ukrainian fighters from advancing toward the country's northeastern border. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.